Dr. Robert Larson sits in the audience section of Simpson College's Blank Center for the Performing Arts during a dress rehearsal for the Des Moines Metro Opera's production of Mozart's Marriage of Figaro.
Are we doing bows, Bill?
Larson observes and takes notes as a stage director guides performers. This is the first time in the 38-year history of the Des Moines Metro Opera that Larson isn't giving stage direction or conducting the pit orchestra. Last year, arthritis began to take its toll on Larson's ability to be as physically active as he'd like, forcing him to make the difficult decision to let others take control of the opera company.
I just knew by February of this year that it was probably the time to make it happen, and there was still time before the season. It was particularly possible because we had the right kind of strengths available to us, and I thought we should move with them.
Larson is still involved with the company and selected the operas for the season, was involved with casting, and provides feedback after the rehearsals. Larson says sometimes it's hard not to be in control of everything, but has confidence in those he helped choose to take on his former roles.
Finding the right people for niches in any opera company is a very difficult thing, and in ours particularly because it's been a very personal operation. We do it in the way we've always done it, probably because I've been in the position that I've been in. And so now it's a matter of being open-minded with the company, but also finding people that can adjust to our way of making opera.
The Des Moines Metro Opera performs in the small town of Indianola. That means Larson always has the challenge of reaching out to Iowans who are unfamiliar with this form of music. Larson says many Central Iowans who never dreamed they would enjoy opera music became operatic enthusiasts and returned season after season.
Well, I'm very gratified. I'm very humbled by some of the things that people say about me and about the opera company and what it has meant to them and to their family and to their parents. It makes me feel very warm inside and excited that I could make that kind of contribution.
As Larson settles into his less active role with the company, he says he's happy with what he accomplished during his 37 seasons at the helm, where he oversaw 120 consecutive operas.
I have no regrets at all. I did it the video with the way I wanted to have it done, and I always had the people that made it happen. And I suppose there are those supernal things that I wish we could have done. I wish we could do more Wagner than we did. The opera we have done has been very, very gratifying, and we've really repeated shows very seldom in the history of the company. We've done a lot of new repertory for us each season, and that makes it very special.
Larson isn't retiring this year. In fact, he will work with Des Moines Metro Opera as the artistic director and will continue giving piano lessons, teach medieval and Renaissance music classes, and coach singers at Simpson College through next year. While he isn't planning to take on the role of directing opera again, Larson says he won't be too far away, and
I'm not saying that I won't go back to directing or to musical direction, but we'll just see what happens. I don't want to say an ever.
Tonight, the Des Moines Metro Opera begins its 38th annual summer season at Simpson College, performing Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. In Indianola, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.